Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it, although we were a little late this morning. Had a little bit of a technical flare-up, but we got it solved. We got it solved. So that's a good thing. Knock on wood. We should be okay now. Tonight we've got a very, very cool band on. I really dig these guys. They're out of Minneapolis, and they've got a fantastic new single out that I'm just really, really liking. And the name of the band is Divide the Fall. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey.
I'm doing good now. I love technology when it works. Otherwise, I'm ready to throw it in the street. No, doing good, doing good. So Minneapolis, that's cool. Fun town.
It definitely gets cool in the winter, that's for sure.
We're
3/4 of our band is actually from Wisconsin originally, but we all live in Minneapolis
Okay. Now. I gotcha. I spend some time in Wisconsin and Minneapolis, and I have to say, I always have a good time whenever I'm in Minneapolis. Matter of fact, the last time, my latest Minneapolis story, the last time I was through Minneapolis, I stopped at a gas station, you know, as you do, and I don't know, man, I got $20 in free gas. There was like $20 credit on the pump. I'm like, well, Minneapolis likes me. Couldn't complain.
That's a good thing.
I'm telling you, it left a good impression on me. Someday I'll tell you guys about that last time I was in Portland. Oh, man, no, that's a whole other show. Well, very cool. Well, let me ask you guys, Divide the Fall, now, is this a new project, or have you guys been at this a while? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we kind of started doing stuff in fall of 2017, we released our first single, and then released our first EP February of 2018, and that was also our first show, so it was a first show EP release show, and we've been hitting it hard ever since.
That's fantastic. Now, I assume you guys have been in bands before Divide the Fall, since this is kind of a relatively new project and whatnot. Did you guys all know each other like beforehand or from the scene or whatever? How did Divide the Fall kind of coalesce, come together?
So Jake, our guitar player, and myself, Matt, I played bass. We were in a band previously that we kind of were started in high school and into like some of our like, I guess, early 20s. And then that band kind of dissolved after a few years of being a thing. And I was actually the singer of that band, but switched to playing bass for this project because we had auditioned a couple singers and found Ethan through an awesome Craigslist ad. We auditioned him, and he was awesome. And I think we auditioned him to a Day to Remember song.
I think you saying I was awesome might be the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I get polite on the phone.
That's right. All the eyes, or the ears, we should say, are on him right now. No, that's cool, though. That is cool. I'm not in the music business. But growing up, all of my friends, I got to tell you guys, all of my friends, even today, are musicians, or, you know, they're in bands or they're trying to make movies or something, you know, you guys just throw the best parties, you know, just the coolest people to hang out with. I have found, you know, it's, it's rare. I've seen a lot of bands come and go, and I've had a lot of friends in bands that they start, and it's a weird thing. You know, it's a weird relationship. And I don't know if people can really understand that, you know, but it's like a five-way close relationship. You know, you better get along with people. Although I've known a couple bands where people didn't get along and still, not easily done. But it seems like you guys have it together, very tight, from what I've seen online and whatnot. And that's cool when that happens. You know, that's a special thing. That's awesome.
Yeah,
you guys have been playing a lot, too.
Yeah, we've gotten pretty lucky. We all get along really well, which definitely helps on, you know, what was West Virginia, like a 32-hour round trip in the span of 2.5 days?
Wow.
So that was – it definitely helps on long drives like that.
Well, you'll get to know somebody on those types of trips, you know. Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. So you guys – you know, you come together and you start Divide the Fall and start good right out of the gate and whatnot. And like I said, been playing a lot. I'm seeing you guys play with some pretty big names and whatnot. And you've already done a headlining tour. That's pretty cool. That's got to be huge, you know.
So we are currently planning our own headlining tour. And then we did go out for a headline. We'll call it like a weekend warrior run last fall.
I gotcha.
So we brought another band from Minneapolis out with us. It was super fun. We hit, you know, just kind of some regional cities, not far out of what mainly I think most of them were in Wisconsin.
We did Mankato, we did — what else did we even do? I don't even remember.
Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, which is outside of Eau Claire, kind of the major city in that area. Madison, like that area. And then a little town where Jake and I grew up, or near where Jake and I grew up, which is called Hammond, Wisconsin. So those some like smaller town stuff, but we also tried to kind of keep it local to where we knew where we could draw a decent amount of people, because obviously us like being a newer band, just automatically jumping and going to like the West Coast or something wouldn't exactly make sense. We actually are in the process right now of booking it'll be like a 2-week tour. We're kind of planning to hit a couple cities in the Midwest, but then also potentially either take it over to like the East Coast or maybe even like down south. Still kind of working on that right now.
Nice. Well, it's cool. You know, and then people, it's a weird thing, because I don't know if people outside the entertainment business really are that much aware, or even, you know, they kind of take it for granted. You know, when you see an act come through town that isn't from your town, you know, those guys have all 99% of the time, people still at that level still have, you know, day jobs and stuff and lives and, you know, things going on, things happening, and they kind of have to work that in, to work a tour in, you know. I mean, it's hard to take 2 weeks and go work your ass off.
We definitely have been fortunate that the like day jobs that we do have been able to work with us enough to schedule time off to do shows.
That's
or
awesome.
Recording time and stuff like that. So we're very fortunate on that. But
that's cool, man. Three cheers to those people that, understand and are willing to, deal with that and whatnot. That's fantastic. Let me ask you guys. Now, I'm probably going to mess up some names here, but my list, hopefully it's still right. We've got Ethan Weinog on vocals, Jake Hankel on guitar, Matthew DeMar, bass and vocals, and Jack Mikowski on drums. Fantastic. Were you guys, let me ask you this. Did I do it all right, or did I just totally?
That was actually really impressive. There are very few people that pronounce my last name correctly, so good job.
Yeah. You got all of them good except for our drummer, Jack McCoskey, but he's a man of many names.
I gotcha. I know a few people like that. that's fantastic. Well, when I was going to ask you guys, growing up, were you guys all like music guys? Like, did you know this is what you were, going to be doing at this point and whatnot?
Oh, hell no. I played piano since I was like six. I learned guitar sort of when I was like 12 or 13. And I did choir a little bit in high school, but I was on track. Like my, what?
That's a better way to meet girls.
Yeah. But no, like when I, like my whole life track was I was going to go to med school, and that didn't really pan out.
Oh, wow.
So here I am.
What a mistake you made.
I got
you. No, I'm glad I didn't. I wouldn't have done well in that job.
I thought I was going to be a NASCAR driver. Actually, so like
now you're driving the van.
When I was a kid, I actually had like a phase where I thought I was going to be like a NASCAR driver, and then thought I was going to be a professional skateboarder. But then, started getting into like in middle school, and there's like this big, tall, awkward kid that always played guitar in the band room. And then I hit him up about starting a band, and I don't know, we stuck together. So that's Jake, our guitar player, by the way.
That's amazing. That's, well, see, and here you go. You know, how cool is that?
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within two bills. Requires two new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you two episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another. A friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Let me ask you, like I said, I always had a good time every time I've been through Minneapolis and whatnot, that neck of the woods. And I grew up in Metro Detroit, not too far from Wisconsin. You know, it's a drive, or got to go around the lake. But one of the things, especially when you get out of the city of Detroit and you get into that area and whatnot, man, rock and roll is, you know, rock and metal, that scene is huge, and has been my entire life. Was that the same type of deal going on in Minneapolis? Is there a good scene there for you guys to play and whatnot and get gigs? And
in Minneapolis, absolutely. So, I mean, at least for me, I didn't really even start to get into this kind of music until I moved to Minneapolis for school. And then, you know, with getting into the band and starting to see more shows and stuff like that, the rock and metal scene here is really, really solid.
Nice.
But even you go across the border into Wisconsin, you know, I grew up on the eastern side of the state, just south of Green Bay. And there's definitely like people that enjoy rock and metal out there, but there wasn't ever like a concert scene out there unless you wanted to drive to Milwaukee. So it's definitely way, way better out here in Minneapolis for sure.
At the same time, I guess I would say like some of the smaller towns that we play, it seems like we can maybe like do well there because like there's maybe not as much. I feel like in bigger cities like Minneapolis, there's a lot more competition for things going on in like a Friday or Saturday night, you know, like people could either go to your show or they could go to like a Twins game. They could go, you know, do like 10 other things besides going to see your show. I feel like when we go to some like small towns, you know, sometimes like people would be like, well, why are you playing in like middle of nowhere, you know, Iowa or Wisconsin, but it's like, that might be the most exciting thing that's coming to that town, you know, like, so I guess maybe, you know, it's like, maybe kind of helps gather people, I guess, to that sort of like music scene there. But other than that, yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's great for sure.
I'm telling you, I remember in central, like I said, I grew up in Metro Detroit. And about 2 hours north in central Michigan, there was a club called the Machine Shop. And it's been around forever. Yep. And everybody and anybody's played there. But, man, people would just – exactly what you're saying. There wasn't a lot going on at other places. And people would drive 2 or 3 hours just to go see a show. And I always thought that was a cool thing, you know. I'm like, man, if somebody's willing to do that, you know, that's pretty awesome, you know. But you're right. Down in the city, there was always a bunch of stuff. I have some friends in Vegas, man, and they're always complaining about that. They're like, how do you compete against, you know, these giant casinos and their shows? I'm like, well, your show isn't $500 for tickets. That's how you do it. But, you know,
I guess you could host a show if you wanted, and everybody would show up.
Well, the weird thing about Vegas, and when you guys play there, you guys will see this too. It's a crazy town in that it's a 24-hour town. So like I lived in Vegas for a summer. That's a whole nother story. Man, that was a dumb move on my part. But anyway, I was there, and my friends would say, "Hey, we're playing at such and such," you know, and you'd always have to ask because, like I said, it's 24-hour. You're like, "Well, when do you go on?" Well, we go on at 3:30 in the morning. And we play till 5, and you're just like, okay, I better take a nap before, you know, which never happened. But yeah, I went to a show one time that started at 7:30 in the morning. I had never been to a glam. This was a glam rock show. I'd never been to a glam rock show at 7:30. Really, you know, any time other than like 10 or 11, maybe. But yeah, it was a weird. It was a weird scene. It was a weird scene.
Interesting.
But every.
I never thought about
every
that.
Place is.
Kind of like
oh yeah, it's well every day every place is different. You know, every city has its unique stuff. You know, you guys talked about going to the West Coast and whatnot. You know, it's crazy out there because you have to, you know, guarantee so many ticket sales and pay to play and all that kind of stuff. Is that how the gig setup is in Minneapolis, or are they pretty cool? They do different things than that.
I'd say it really depends on the show.
Yeah,
like we've had a couple.
I gotcha.
There are some venues that are a little bit easier to work with, like local bands. There are some that are like they won't book you on like a weekend because, like, you know, they reserve those specifically for like national artists that might be like trying to book something.
Right.
There are a lot of venues in this scene that are kind of, I guess, like closing. Due to unforeseen things, but and then there's also bigger like promotion companies moving into a lot of the local venues too. But yeah, I guess to answer that question, like there's kind of a trade off with that. Like some are pay to play and some aren't. But
right, just depends on the venue, and the booking situation. Yeah, it's. Well, it's cool, and you guys are right in the thick of it, and, you know, you're doing all this stuff. The cool thing is we live in an age now, I remember, and it's so weird, I've been doing this show a few years now, and when I started, I was talking to some friends of mine and whatnot, and, you know, the internet, one of the cool things about social media and the internet and everything is it brings people together, and, you know, if a venue is just, you know, showing their ass or something, word travels fast. You know, people are like, don't play there. Check bounced.
Definitely,
you know, I mean,
venues for sure.
Yeah,
just kidding.
And it goes the opposite way too. You know, some venues are, it's like, man, we actually had a green room. You know, there was food backstage. It was amazing. I've heard those stories as well. So, you know, it behooves people to, you know, be involved. It's crazy though. And you guys have been out on the road. You're getting ready to go out again. That's cool. It's got its ups and downs, right? It's got to be cool playing live all these places though.
Moment, we're still kind of working on getting a reliable touring vehicle, but we've just been using. We have a 4x4 Jeep that we're just kind of making work for right now. So we have a trailer.
Wow.
And a Jeep. So, yeah, you can imagine when we said, like, you know, a 32-hour round trip to West Virginia to play a metal festival. It's pretty tight.
Well, so, yeah, let's discuss that for a second.
There was no trailer with that one either,
yeah.
I guess.
Wow. We played this festival out in West Virginia, and the people setting it up were like, oh, yeah, like, we've got backline cabs. You can use this other band's kit. Like, just bring the essentials. Bring your guitars. Bring your guitar heads. Bring your merch.
Right.
And, like, whatever else you need. So we were stupid, and we were like, oh, yeah, we can fit that all into a Jeep. And Matt and I ended up in the back seat.
For a 30-minute ride, maybe.
Hour drive. Yeah, so Matt and I ended up in the back seat on either side, and we had a stack of stuff in between us up to the ceiling, and then more stuff across our laps. So there was literally, like, you open the door and you look in, and there's just like a cutout where someone can sit, and that's all the room there was for 32 hours.
Oh man, it's like a live Tetris or something. That's crazy. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old Moon. Yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
When you guys are saying this, it's reminding me. I just saw on my my Facebook feed earlier, maybe an hour and a half ago, I came into the studio here after having a little bit of dinner, and I was scrolling through, you know, just seeing what's happening in the world, and I feel so bad for this. I know this little gal; she's been on the show a couple times. I don't even want to say who it is because it just sucks. But she's out of a big city in the Midwest, we'll say, and just keep it at that. But yeah, they went on their big tour. They're going to the East Coast and all this, and you know, rented a van from some guy who knew some guy, and you know, anyway, they got to Pennsylvania, and the van died. You know, three flat tires, the suspension went out, no brakes.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so there she was on there saying, "Well, we're having to cut the tour short." You know, I'm like, "Oh,
yeah, no kidding."
And that's you know a long 30-hour drive home too. It's I can only imagine. But I'm glad everybody's okay. And I've heard all kinds of crazy stories. I'm sure you guys are in the business. You have too. I had a band on a couple of years ago. And bless their heart, man. The young band, they were out of Texas or someplace. I can't remember. But they just went on tour, and they had a trailer, and they had a manager. And I got in a fight with the manager, and it was her car and her trailer. Oh, no, they had rented the trailer. Anyway, she got mad, got out of the car, unhooked the trailer, and then drove away.
Oh, wow.
Have somebody drive 12 hours and get the trailer and bring them home. So, you know, it's rock and roll. These are the stories, you know, these are the things that will lend to, you know, great future songs and whatnot. Now, speaking of songs and singles, they sent over the big single that is really blown up and everything and all over the place that you guys did is called The Storm. I like this track a lot. Tell us a little bit about this track.
Yeah, so we kind of wrote this song from a, you know, a place of, like, I guess wanting to be uplifting when,
you know, you might be in like a dark place or something like that. You know, both writing from like both like personal experiences dealing with, you know, mental illness or, you know, like depression, anxiety, you know, that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Suicidal thoughts and stuff like that. Or just like hearing, you know, stories of people that we've known or, you know, people that like our music or something like that have dealt with. And so I just wanted to write a song that, you know, just kind of reminded people that, you know, they're not alone. And it's, you know, definitely a thing that we believe needs to be talked about. Like, it's great that in the day and age that we live in, that it is so much more widely talked about than it used to be. It kind of used to be like,
right,
almost mocked in a way. Like if you were depressed or something, like they would just like get over it or something. But it seems like now there are, you know, a lot more of like serious attention being paid to the fact that, you know, unfortunately we've lost a lot of, you know, like our idols to, you know, suicide, like Chester Bennington, one of them.
I guess that wasn't really necessarily suicide.
No, I mean, yeah, the song does touch on like addiction too, or the video anyway touches on addiction. So yeah, just kind of those topics, like those dark topics, but also trying to be uplifting in a way, like the lyric being like, "Let the tide wash it all away before the storm takes over me." So like, or like, "Pull me closer." You know, those sorts of things. Like, if you know somebody that's dealing with issues like that, just, you know, like, try to be there for them and keep talking to them about it. You know, you never know, a conversation could change somebody's life.
Absolutely. You know, and I tell people that all the time. I'm like, you know, it's very easy to get frustrated or whatever, you know, and with all the little bullshit that goes on in your life and whatnot. And, you know, so oftentimes you don't know, you know, take a beat or two. You don't know what somebody's going through, you know. And I'll tell you, you bring up a good point. All these icons, man, a lot of these, and this is just how this goes. You don't even know it. You know, it's why everybody, that's the big thing you hear after somebody is in that dark room and does something rash. Everybody says, oh, well, you know, they had everything. Or, I didn't see it come. Well, no, you don't. And, you know, so I don't know. I try to be nice to everybody because you never know. I would hate that, you know, the next day going, man, I was a real jerk to that guy. You know what I mean? Oh, that's not good.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, it's a great single. It's a great single. And I'm glad you guys are putting that conversation out into the world. I think it needs to happen, you know, absolutely. If, you know, if any of our listeners are in a dark place, you know, hang on, man, hang on, you know, make those calls, get a hold of somebody, talk to somebody. Not everybody's a jerk. Not everybody's a jerk. Well, let's play the track. This is a fantastic track. I like the video for this a lot too. I've been pushing it out. Let's play the track and then we'll talk a little bit about the video and whatnot as well. You guys cool with that?
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Sounds good. Great.
Cool. Here it is, everybody. This is Divide the Fall, the Storm. Check this out. I can't keep my shine. Divide the Fall, everybody. That was The Storm. Man, what a great track. You guys, that's an awesome track. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I know you guys are working. You've got the Divide the Fall EP, which came out last year, and you guys are working right now on an album, right? A full length. We were talking a little bit before the show. That's in process right now, right?
So we actually just released a new single in May, or at the end of May, called I Won't Fade okay. Away. And I think our plan for right now is just to release a few more singles, kind of work on still finishing up some more songs for a full-length album. We'll see maybe about a full album out maybe like early next year or something like that. But we're set to go record like four more singles. I think either
nothing wrong with singles.
I'm sorry.
Nothing wrong. That's a great business plan, man. People, you know, everybody. We're a single, thanks to iTunes and whatnot. You know, people kind of got that taste for singles. You know, they. It's a lot easier to sell something for 99 cents than something for $17 or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
we just feel like also as like a band at our level, like, if we were to just release a full 11-song album, you know, there might be this couple of songs that we push it first, and then, like, the rest get swept over or something. So we feel like
exactly.
It's just each song is, like, its own, like, pushed release with, like, a video and, you know, push that song individually.
Yeah, it's become a very content-driven industry, so we're playing into it, definitely.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I know you guys a totally different genre. You know, you look at it like pop music or something today. I mean, where there's huge numbers and money moving around and what, and you just, that's what you see. That's what everybody's doing. And there's a reason for that, you know? And it's,
yeah.
You're not doing a big cash outlay either on the creation side. You can take your time and see which direction you want to go, if you want to change strides, or, you know, this is doing a little better than that. And I don't know. I think it's a smart way to do it, you know? So don't let anybody poo singles. If they do, send them my way. I'll give them a talking to.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
You know, people who usually say, oh, well, you know, singles and you should do an album. Are people not paying for that? Somebody not writing a check is usually saying that. My experience.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. Well, I like – the reason I asked is I like The Storm. I like The Storm a lot, and I hope to hear more in that vein, you know. It's fantastic. Now, the new one you just released, what's it called again?
It's called I Won't Fade Away.
Okay.
So the same producer – well, technically, we actually produced the EP ourselves.
Okay.
So The Storm, our song was actually recorded
in mine and Jake's basement.
Yeah. So our guitar
nice.
Player Jake engineered all of it, and then we sent it to a person named Jordan Pop, who's kind of like the guy that we've decided we're going to work with for recording everything, like for the next releases. He recorded, we did a new single with him, so I Won't Fade Away. We did that song, like, production, mix, and mastering. Or actually, production and mixing, and then we had it mastered by somebody else as well. So, but yeah, he's kind of the guy that we're planning to work with for the next foreseeable releases.
That's fantastic, man. That's fantastic. And I just... of course, I just checked Spotify here. Getting a lot of plays on Spotify, I Won't Fade Away, man. It's performing well. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We'll be adding, of course, ladies and gentlemen, The Storm to our Pop Rocks Radio Spotify playlist and whatnot. So you can always check out our musician friends that we have on the show and whatnot. We always add those, if provided they're on Spotify, which most people are. I Won't Fade Away is tracking real well. It's got
to
be.
Yeah,
we
were fortunate enough to get featured on one of Spotify's curator playlists.
Nice.
They have their own curator team, and they have a playlist called New Blood, which is for a lot of like the up and coming artists with like smaller following on Spotify, but. That's helped us with a lot of the plays. I think, what are we at for plays on that song now?
Just shy of 25,000.
25,000.
Yeah.
It's been out for just a little over a month now, so it's pretty
wow.
cool.
That's fantastic, man. It's fantastic.
I'm just
well, congratulations.
Man. We're so close.
Well, hopefully we can do that. I want everybody to go on there. What I want you to do, ladies and gentlemen, is I want you to listen to the track. And then just put it on repeat and lead and let that just repeat all night long and keep going, man. Keep going. I'm kidding, kind of. hey, I want to let people know how they can find you guys and find out more information. Divide the Fall has a fantastically cool website. I like this. You guys don't understand, man. I have all these weird artsy-fartsy friends, and they have these crazy websites that I can never find anything on. You know, I go to it, and I'm like, what is this? And I'm like, how can I listen to your music? And they're like, did you give the monkey the banana and the tree? I'm like, I don't want to do all that. I just want to listen to the music and watch the video. I'm an old man. Your guys' website's easy to navigate. It's all laid out perfect. I love it. And for everybody, it's easy to find. It's DivideTheFall.com. DivideTheFall.com. We don't have it on our show page right now, but we will have it on there just as soon as the show ends. Say again.
Oh, I was just gonna say, yeah, we actually just launched the website. Probably we've had that domain for a while, but we just launched the website probably within the last week here. And thank you, though. Yeah, we try to keep it kind of streamlined and clean looking because
obviously it sucks when you go to a website and it's super cluttered and you got to try to navigate to find things, you know, if it's just kind of laid over, it makes things a lot more user-friendly.
Absolutely. I need to update mine, man. Some kid I know, one of my friend's kids, the other day said, Jamie, I'm looking at your website. What'd you make that like with AOL? I'm like, oh, that hurt. I'm like, you want to redo it? I'll give you $100. Now, one of the cool things, I was just looking at your website. I wanted to mention, if you join the Divide the Fall mailing list, you get 2 free songs. So when you go there, everybody, you know, put in your name and email address and whatnot, and click on send me the music, and they will. Very, very cool. Very cool. They won't even spam you, it says. We do have on our show page right now the social media links for Facebook and Twitter. I want everybody, people not in the entertainment business don't realize this, so important to, if you dig a band or an indie movie or something, like and share their social media. Like these guys will tell you, when they're booking these gigs and stuff like that, there's a word that comes up in these conversations called engagement. That will happen. And what that means is how many people are digging them on Facebook and whatnot. Very, very important. The more there are, the easier booking and whatnot goes. And not just booking, but all kinds of stuff. That's pretty cool. You guys, what do you guys feel like about, you guys all grew up with social media, right? Though, so you're used to this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I get super annoyed by it personally.
Are you on MySpace?
I do too. I get annoyed how new things keep happening that I don't understand. And I always have to ask my girlfriend, Danny, I'm like, what the hell is a WhatsApp? And do I need it? She's like, no, you're fine. You're fine. You just work out on Twitter there, old man. You'll be fine, you know. And quit hashtagging everything you post on Twitter. I'm like, it's the important stuff, right? You don't hashtag the. I didn't know. Anyhow. The Storm, that's the single we're talking about tonight. I want you guys to all check that out. And also, I Won't Fade Away. I like the video by The Storm a lot. Is there plans on making a video for I Won't Fade Away?
There's actually a video out for I Won't Fade Away.
Oh, it's on YouTube. Even better.
Yeah, we've got that one out on YouTube and the internet, wherever. YouTube. Yeah, that's really it. That's pretty much it for videos. But
nice.
It's out.
Nice. Well, you know, the thing is my listeners will know, after every live show we do, I usually pop onto Facebook and my blog, and I'll post, as I'm doing the post-production, I usually throw up some music or something on the big screen in here in the studio, and then share it, you know, hey, I'm the show's going to drop, I'm working on it now, here's what I'm listening to. Tonight, we'll definitely put the video up. The video that's going up after the show, everybody, will be the I Won't Fade Away by Divide the Fall. Tonight, so I will find it and check it out, and I'm sure if it's anything like The Storm, I know it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to watch it and listen to it. Cool, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's midweek. You guys are all hanging. What are you guys doing? Like doing band practice afterwards, or going out drinking?
Actually,
what's happening? What's the plan?
No,
we do have rehearsal. We have a show coming up on Friday, so. Potentially, I don't know. That doesn't need to be talked about, I guess. But yeah, we have
absolutely. This Friday in on the website here in Minneapolis at the Whiskey Junction, right?
The show is being moved. The reason why I'm saying we need to talk about it is because it's supposed to be getting moved to a different venue, but we're having a feeling that it might be getting. So we're not really sure. Unfortunately, we're not really getting a lot of solid information from the promoter of that show. So
I gotcha. Vinny, what the hell, man? No, I'm teasing. His name probably isn't Vinny. It might be. I don't know. And he's probably doing the best he can. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. But, ladies and gentlemen, the way to keep track of that, I'm sure the boys here at Divide the Fall will let everybody know on their Facebook and Twitter and everything as soon as they know something. So like and share the page, and that way you can keep up to date with what's happening. Now, next month is you guys are playing at the Garage, right? I'm seeing on here.
Yeah.
You get tickets on the website.
Yeah, that one's gonna be a fun show.
We actually have a lot. So we typically try not to play Minneapolis as much as we are going to be, but we have that show at the Garage, and then we have another one that was just announced today that we're playing another band that we're friends with called Firefight. We're playing like their album release show, and that's gonna be in September, and then potentially one in October. And then that tour in October that we talked about earlier as well. But I don't know. And then we probably will try not to play in Minneapolis for a while because it's 4 months in a row.
Yeah.
That we plan shows here. But.
Well, I'm telling you, the cool thing is you made a friend in South Florida. So when the snow starts flying, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you guys.
You got a room for us?
We do. We have a guest room. I'm building an extra guest room in our backyard. I'm on this big thing where I'm building all this stuff in the backyard, including a stage. So there you go.
Nice.
My fiance Danny was like, "Do we need all this stuff?" I'm like, "Yes. We know all these musicians. We have to have it."
What city in Florida are you in?
Say again?
What city in Florida are you located in again?
I'm in a little beach, a little sleepy beach town called Deerfield Beach, which is just up from Fort Lauderdale, kind of Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. We're about an hour north of Miami, right on the Atlantic coast there. And it's not bad. It's not bad. Like I said, I grew up in Detroit. It beats living in Detroit, at least the places I was living. I've yet to see burning cars or, people stealing manhole covers and things like that. Very, very cool. Well, definitely I want everybody to check out the social media of Divide the Fall. Check out their website. Get those free tracks, man. They're right there. And, very, very cool. And they got a merch page. They got all kinds of stuff happening on here. Check out that shirt. That's a cool shirt. Man, you guys got some cool merch. I'm looking at it right now. That's fantastic. The skull with the roses on the eyes and the hourglass, too. This is cool stuff.
The hourglass shirt actually is the artwork for that new single called I Won't Fade Away. It was actually designed by, have you heard of the band We Came as Romans? The band
Yeah, yeah, that? Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was
absolutely.
Actually designed by the artwork was designed by their bass player. His name is Andy Glass. So
very cool.
Super cool guy.
Yeah, it's cool with the hand coming up and whatnot. I like this.
Yeah.
That's badass. Cool stuff, man. And ladies and gentlemen, you can check this out yourself, DivideTheFall.com. You can get right there. Just click on the merch page. You can see it and all the cool stuff. Cool stuff to wear. I always tell people, though, it's great to buy merch. It's great to buy merch, period. And if you live in Spain or someplace and you can't get to a show, well, definitely buy it through the website. But the best place to buy merch and stuff is at a show. If you can make it to a show, there's always a merch table. Always.
Definitely. Yeah,
and
that's someone helps keep us on the road.
That's how we afford our Taco Bell.
That's right. Even if they have to eat it, like they're astronauts in a space capsule in the Jeep there. I predict you guys will be upgrading out of the Jeep very soon. You keep making fantastic music like you're doing, That Jeep will be a running memory. That's how that works. Fantastic. Well, hey, I want to thank you guys. We're right up against the time, but I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your schedule and whatnot and being on the show and classing the joint up around here. Very cool to meet you, and I can't wait to hear more. Keep doing what you're doing. You're real, real good at it. Seriously.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hopefully, we'll be coming down to Florida here soon, and we'll actually get to meet you in person. That'd be great.
Fantastic, man. We can't wait. Can't wait. Very, very cool. Well, Divide the Fall, everybody. Fantastic band. Check them out. And, you know, and get your friends and stuff to check them out as well, because that way, if a lot of people are digging a band, that's how they come to your town, you know, that engagement. Very important.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. This episode, of course, everybody, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including, you know, even Pinterest, of all things. You can figure out how to build something out of a palette while listening to the show. It's amazing. But we're also on all the podcasting platforms. And I'm kidding about the palette, kind of. I don't know. I get a lot of good ideas on Pinterest. My girlfriend turned me on to it. Anyhow, we're also on all the podcasting platforms. If you are listening to the show in the future on one of these, like Apple Podcasts, do me a favor. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And boy, does that annoy all my ex-girls. No, no, seriously. What it does do is it makes my conversations with advertisers go much easier. So I appreciate that. Very, very cool. We will be back, let's see, tonight's Wednesday. Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. We're shifting gears genre-wise a little bit. We've got a returning guest, one of my favorite people from the Ohio River Valley area, neck of the woods, Richard Lynch of the Richard Lynch Band. And he is a country singer-songwriter. And just, man, he's got it going on. He's got his own show now. Like, not a show like I'm doing, like an actual show, like with TV cameras. And, you know, has famous people sit down and talk to him. I'm impressed with Richard. He's very cool. So if country music's your thing, check that out tomorrow. Be a lot of fun. Cool. Well, guys, keep rocking and have a great rehearsal tonight. And, you know, break a leg at the show. Let's all think positive. That's all going to work out, you know. What's going to happen?
So much, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Anytime. I can't wait till the next time. We'll talk to you soon. Good night, everybody.
Have a good one.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.